Hey there, friends, it's Nick. It's episode 217 of the Story Hacker Podcast, and today I'm going to talk about the in and out, the breadth of stories. At the moment, I'm writing my manifesto, and I've said before on this podcast that there was a moment when I first wrote the sentence, "People who tell better stories get better lives," when a lot of things sort of clicked into place for me about what I wanted to do, what I wanted to learn, what I wanted to teach and share and what have you. And this idea that, this simple idea that people who tell better stories get better lives is I guess you'd sort of call it the 10,000 foot view of what my life is now, both in terms of telling my own stories in novels, but also learning to tell better stories. I think it's going to be a lifelong pursuit, this, but also teaching through Story Hacker, and through this podcast, through the YouTube channel and through this podcast. And lastly, of course, my work, which is literally helping people, business people, executive founders, this kind of thing, to tell better stories. And yesterday I was writing this manifesto and I said, we're wired for story like we're wired for breath, in and out, in and out. And that got me thinking really about the two fundamental purposes of stories in the human condition. We take them in to help us understand, to learn about the world. I've said before, you know, the evolutionary value of stories is that they allow us to experience, to learn without risk. And it's not just, you know, it's not just learning about which wild animals to hunt and how to do it. It's also to learn about each other, right? You know, we, early on in our childhood, we begin to understand this chilling truth, this awful truth that the other people around us have minds of their own, and our survival depends on understanding those minds. And we understand primarily through the stories that we're told by our parents, by our friends, by our teachers. But of course, the flip side of that, we understand so that we can influence, so that we can survive, so that we can get our way. So when stories come in to us, when we drink them in, it's about understanding. When we speak the stories, it's about influence, right? We are seeking to entertain or educate or accuse or excuse. We're seeking to influence people. And I think yesterday when I was writing, I got this little insight that this is the polarity. Stories in, understanding. Stories out, influence. And in both cases, understanding the structure of story, the rhythm, the heartbeat, is really useful and valuable and important. So today I'm carrying on writing my manifesto. It is the other half, if you like, of the document I was working on last week, which will be published soon, which was the kind of the your story means business sort of summary, which, if you remember, talks about the science, why stories matter, the fact that everyone, even you, has a story that can be told dramatically to build your purpose. And thirdly, that there's loads of ways to deploy a story. I've just had one client who I wrote for back in January, who's put his story into a book with other authors, and that book is now a bestseller on, I think, on both sides of the Atlantic. You know, so these things, there are avenues we can use these stories to spread our message. Anyway, that's it for me today. Stories in, understanding. Stories out, influence. I think that's a really interesting and useful way to look at the power of stories and storytelling. So remember that your story means business.